The sports card market is finally heating back up. Many cards are once again on the rise, including these scorching hot cards in today's top five cards. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love. Welcome to the first episode of Sports Card Investor. This is going to be a fun journey, and I am happy to have you along for the ride. My name is Jeff Wilson, and I am an avid sports collector and an investor who is taking a data-driven look at how to invest successfully in sports cards. I think this is going to be a fun video series and podcast, and I hope you find it to be informative, and I hope that we learn a lot together along the way. <laughs> 100,000 subscribers, ladies and gentlemen, we did it. Thank you. What a journey it has been. Look at this. It has been an amazing journey. The last 2 years have been incredible. When I started this channel just under 2 years ago, I had no idea that it was going to grow to the size that it has. I didn't even know that sports cards were going to get quite as popular as they have become, but what an absolutely fantastic ride. It has been so much fun, and I couldn't have done any of it without the help from my great team here at Sports Card Investor. I want to give a special shout out to Charles, our head of production. He joined me early on, and he's a large part of the reason why you see such great quality videos on this channel every single week. And most importantly, none of this could have happened without you. Your support, you subscribing, you watching the videos, but more importantly, you being part of the community each and every week. It has been so important, so motivating, and so special. And so I just want to truly, sincerely thank you. None of this would have been possible without you. And I'm excited to celebrate 100,000 with you today. But hey, we got some big cards to talk about. We got some big things to talk about because the market is on the rise again. I'm feeling really good right now about the sports card market. What good timing, right? To celebrate 100,000 and be feeling great that after the market has fallen a lot the last few months, I'm seeing a lot of really positive signs that things are trending back up once again. There's five cards in particular that have been going wild. Let's get into it and let's talk about today's top five cards. All right, I had to go get myself dusted off because we got a big top five today. We got some huge names in this top five, including starting with the number five card, Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, you know that Tatis has been the star of the baseball card hobby over the last couple of seasons, and he's having himself another great season this year. He is batting .286. He's already hit 28 home runs, despite the fact that he missed a little bit of time early on in the season. But he's doing exceptional, and this has led to him becoming the first Padre in 22 seasons to be voted to start the All-Star game. That's incredible. It has been 22 years since a Padre has started the All-Star game, but we certainly have one now in Fernando Tatis Jr. And his cards, what's interesting, some of them are ticking up, others are still a little flat, but one in particular has really been going up. Let's look at the graphs, and I want you to pay attention to the card here that's at the bottom. This is his Topps Finest card in PSA 10. And this card has been on a pretty steady rise over the course of the last 30 days. This is a card that is actually over the last 30 days up almost double. This card 30 days ago sold for $91 in PSA 10 condition. It most recently sold for $177.50. Again, this is his 2019 Topps Finest base card in PSA 10. What's interesting is that his regular 2019 Topps card and his Topps Chrome card are relatively flat during this period. His Topps Chrome, the trend line is slightly up, but it's that Finest card that's really jumped up. And one thing to really pay attention to are the population counts. And right here in Market Movers, you can see that. His Topps base card, that is a population of over 14,000 of that card exist in PSA 10 condition. His Topps Chrome base card, over 8,000 of that card exist in PSA 10 condition. That Topps Finest card, only 732 exist in PSA 10 condition. It is by far the most scarce of the three. Perhaps that's the reason we're seeing that card move up, while the other two have been remaining relatively flat the last 30 days. In the number four spot, it's so nice to see DeAndre Ayton make the top five again, because this guy and the Phoenix Suns took a lot of bad stuff over the last couple of years for drafting Ayton before Luka and before Trae Young. But you know what? It's really kind of worked out for the Phoenix Suns, because Ayton has been absolutely essential to their postseason success this year, and they are having some amazing postseason success this year. The Suns have absolutely arrived, and hey, may be holding that NBA championship here in the next week or so. He's been almost unstoppable around the rim. He's really improved his game as a defender. He's been doing absolutely great. And big guys, centers, are traditionally not necessarily paid a whole lot of attention to in the hobby, unless they're out shooting the three a lot and everything like that. But hey, Ayton has been gaining a lot of steam and a lot of momentum, and his card prices have really been reflecting that. You can see that here. This is the last 30 days, and I want to call out in particular, again, going with this low population theme, look at his Select Concourse card. His 2018 Select Concourse card in PSA 10, it is way up over the course of the last 30 days. In fact, that card's up 163% over the last 30 days. Now, his Prism and his Optic, those are a lot up as well. His 2018 Prism base is up 32%. His 2018 Optic base is up 14% over the last 30 days. But it's that Select card, and it's, you know, just recently had kind of a crazy high sale. But even before that, that card was up really, really high, up 163%. Again, look at the population counts, because the population count on that Select Concourse card in PSA 10 is a population of 128. So it's a scarce card, it's a difficult card to get, where that 2018 Prism card is a population count of over 3,900. That Optic card is close to 500. So the Select, definitely the most rare of the three. It's the one going up the most, but all of Ayton's cards going up. It's great to see the success that he's having. By the way, shout out to Ben, one of the writers for our Sports Card Investor website, because before the finals started, he specifically suggested that DeAndre Ayton Select card as a card that you should consider buying in preparation of the finals. Looks like that one is paying off. There's lots of great articles on sportscardinvestor.com, new articles posted every day. Definitely worth your time to go check those out. Also worth your time is the number three guy in today's list, Eloy Jimenez. Eloy Jimenez, now this is a guy who people were super excited about. He was considered to be part of that young nucleus of the Chicago White Sox. The Chicago White Sox are an up-and-coming team, an exciting team. And his first two seasons, 2019 and 2020, he looked fantastic. He hit 31 home runs in 2019, 14 home runs in 2020, but of course that was just in 55 games. People were really excited about what he could do this year. But unfortunately, he hurt himself in spring training, a ruptured left pectoral tendon, if we want to get specific, in spring training, and he has been out. But he recently started his rehab, and guess what happened? His first rehab game for high A ball, he went out there on his very first at-bat, in his very first rehab game, he hits a home run, because of course he does. because he's Eloy Jimenez, and he wants all of you baseball card investors to remember his name again. And apparently you do, because his prices are going up. Here we're looking at the last 14 days of his 2009 Topps and Topps Chrome base cards in PSA 10. The Topps card's up a little bit over the last 14 days, but the Topps Chrome has really jumped up. This card is 64% up over the last 14 days. 14 days ago, you could have bought that card for $50. Today, that card will set you back over $80. It has been a nice 14-day run for Jimenez. And I should also mention that the sales volume of his cards have also been going up considerably as well. He's definitely heating up right now in the market. In the number two spot this week, a guy who made every imaginable highlight reel Sunday night when he absolutely posterized PJ Tucker in the NBA Finals. I'm talking about Cameron Johnson of the Phoenix Suns with that absolutely ridiculous dunk. Hopefully you've seen that highlight, because man, was that a slam dunk. And that caught the attention of the basketball world. But those of you who are savvy basketball card investors, maybe you've been looking at this guy for some time, because he was one of the best shooters in the 2019 draft class. The only question with him has always been, is he ever going to be that featured of a player on the Phoenix Suns? Because they do have a really good lineup. They've got a lot of guys who can shoot the ball, who can handle the ball well. But he is getting some moments this postseason. He's averaging 8.5 points per game this postseason, shooting 44% from three. So people like what they see. And of course, that dunk just put the cherry on top. So let's look at some of his cards. And by the way, I've got to brag on our Market Movers data team. I tell you every week that Market Movers is by far the largest database of sports cards in the hobby. Take Cameron Johnson for an example. He has, look at this. He has over 70 cards in Market Movers, like every possible variation you can conceive of his prisms and his optics and his, you know, all that type of thing. 70 cards in Market Movers. I mean, that's pretty impressive for a guy who, you know, wasn't that highly rated of a draft pick coming out. But in this case, let's specifically go to Prism and let's look at his PSA 10 base card. Let's call that one up here. There it is right there. So we're gonna click over to that one. And let's look at what this card has done. This is the last 90 days of this card, but let's go into the last 30 specifically. Look at that nice trend line, that up and to the right trend line over the last 30 days. This card has really been moving in the right direction. In fact, over the last 30 days, it's up over 40%. It's a card right now that's about $60. You could have bought this card for as low as $30 less than 30 days ago. You could have got it for 30 bucks. It was sitting there. People were buying it for 30 bucks on eBay. Now it is up at $60 with the most recent sales of this card. If you took a flyer on Cameron Johnson, and if you own Cameron Johnson cards, you're doing really well right now. Of course, maybe that means it's a good time to sell. But congratulations to you on having Cameron Johnson. His cards have been doing fine. And in the number one spot today, guys, we are not worthy. We are seeing an absolutely incredible, historic, one of the greatest ever, almost unexplainably good seasons from Shohei Ohtani. And yes, Shohei, he has been on this list before. We could have probably have featured him on this list every single week for most of this season. We haven't, only because we don't want to bore you. We want to mix it up and have different guys on the list. But we have featured Shohei several times before, and we got to put him in the number one spot again. Because this guy in the All-Star game, which, by the way, tonight's All-Star game, if you're watching this video right when it comes out, he is both going to be the starting pitcher and the leadoff hitter. That's so incredible. It doesn't even make sense that the same guy is going to be the starting pitcher and the leadoff hitter. That is amazing. And of course, although he got knocked out last night in the first round of the Home Run Derby, he still did great. He still hit, what, 28 home runs? I mean, this guy is a show. Having an absolutely amazing season. His cards have been going wild. They continue to go wild. So on the screen here, I put four of his popular rookie cards. We've got his 2018 Topps base card and his Topps Chrome base card, as well as his 2018 Topps Chrome update base card and his Topps update base card. All four up and to the right. All four gaining steam, continuing to go up. And if we switch to look at how what change percentage all of these cards have had, they're almost all up the same percentage. So all of his popular cards are following the same general trajectory of gaining the same amount of speed and momentum. In fact, all of these cards are up somewhere between, 70 and 107%. They're all in that range of about 70 to 107%. Over the last 30 days, guys, over the last 30 days, that means that if you own Ohtani cards and you've held those cards for only 30 days, you have probably doubled your money in the last 30 days. That is not a bad place to be. But Shohei Ohtani, he is absolutely deserving of that and deserving of the number one spot. And I hope he does great in the All-Star game tonight. I hope he puts on a show. All right, guys, that's our top five. All of this data came from Market Movers, the largest card database. And by the way, you can try it for free, Download the brand new Market Movers app on your phone. Go into your phone's app store, search for Market Movers, and download that Market Movers app. It's different than the Sports Card Investor app. It's a different app. Both apps are great. Get the Sports Card Investor app, get the Market Movers app. They're both free. Go and play around with them and have fun with them. Or at least the Market Movers app lets you search up to a couple times a day for free, so you can try it out. But they're both great. Give them a shot. And if you're going to be in Atlanta this weekend, come by the Culture Collision Card Show. Me and my team are going to be there. We look forward to shaking your hand and saying hi. Until then, guys, hope you have a great rest of your day. And you know what? It's time. I'm going to go celebrate now. I'm going to fill this up with something good, something other than confetti, and go ahead and celebrate with this. I appreciate it once again. Thank you for all of your support along the way. We are thrilled to be at 100,000 subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, maybe you could be like number 100,001. Just hit that subscribe button and that little bell icon. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much, everybody. See you in a couple days with our next episode. We'll be right back.